I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Because it's helpful to step back and consider the big picture, we're going to take a bird's eye view of ISIS today. While the group established roots before the turn of the century, it's only been widely feared over the last few years. Tom Doyle of E3 Partners says even though there have been a number of prominent terrorist organizations in recent history, ISIS has somehow managed to take sinister to a whole new level. But even as we witness the evil man is capable of, we can't forget the mercy that God is capable of. And to that end, Doyle says we can pray.
The evil is unimaginable, but they're not outside of the potential for Christ to reach them. So that's what we have to keep praying, that they're defeated, but then also that members will come to faith in Christ.
And maybe you've already heard, but not long ago, the Slavic Gospel Association's president, Bob Provost, decided to retire. Taking his place at the beginning of May was Michael Johnson, a previous employee at SGA.
We've lived in Rockford. The ministry's in the Rockford area. We tried to sell our house 10 years ago. It was on the market for 2 years. The Lord wouldn't allow it to sell. So 10 years later, when Dr. Provost made the decision to retire, I was contacted by the firm that was doing the search, and the job description fit perfectly.
Johnson originally stepped away from SGA to take a business job to provide for his son's college expenses. He's thrilled that God called him back. Would you pray wisdom and guidance for both SGA and Johnson as the ministry transitions? Get the details at missionnews.com. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.